Do you currently work with clients through some aspect of transformation in their lives, whether it be in their health, their relationships, their business, their careers? And would you like to be able to help them achieve their goals even more quickly with powerful tools? In fact, the most powerful mind-body tools on the planet? If so, you're going to want to know about this training course that I am running starting in October, at the end of October. It is the 8-day mind-body practitioner training, which will train you at the practitioner level in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which works with the unconscious mind as we rewire their strategies, their patterns, etc., to get them to break through and get the transformation they're looking for. We also work with timeline therapy, which again is working with the unconscious mind as we release limiting beliefs, as well as detox the body of stored negative emotion, as well as working with hypnotherapy, a powerful tool for changing behaviors and creating the life that somebody wants with these new behaviors, and an NLP coaching designation, which is on par with the International Federation of Coaching, ICF certification. And once designated, your certifications or designations are recognized in 42 countries around the world. If you'd like to learn more about how you can bring these tools into your toolbox in order to have greater impact with your clients and change their lives, because I know that's what you want, please reach out and let's have a conversation. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and I am here today with Greg the Hydrogen Man. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
You're most welcome. I love the name that you've given yourself. And just to introduce you a little bit to the audience, Greg the Hydrogen Man is a molecular hydrogen therapy specialist, researcher, and host of the popular YouTube channel Uprising 144K Hydrogen Man. Struggling to find answers for tumors, autoimmune issues, and a heart condition, he began his own journey to heal himself and discovered hydrogen along the way. Studying the complex compound for 4 years, he implemented it into his health regimen and reversed his health challenges. So, Greg, I would love for you just to dive in and give a little bit more of the backstory on your health issues and what has led you to where you're at today.
Well, I definitely would say that the way that it sounded there, it made it sound like my conditions were so much easier than what they were, actually. The whole process was really brutal. I was in extreme pain. I couldn't walk most of the time. And nothing, like, I remember them, I was being prescribed even things like morphine and pretty heavy opioids, which literally didn't even make a dent in my pain. That's how bad the pain was.
Wow. And yet, can I just ask how old you were at this point as well? Because you're sitting across from me here on Zoom looking very young. And I'm just wondering at what age this started showing up for you.
I started having issues in my 20s.
Okay.
And they got really severe by my early 30s. Usually I don't talk a lot about age only because I tend to follow a lot of science, and there's some science that I could share with you that is interesting in regards to age is all I'll say. I suffered from these for a long time. I did actually work in the medical establishment for about 20 years or more. and really knew what really goes on behind the scenes in the medical field. I worked with a lot of doctors, a lot of different types of specialists, and I knew the field quite well. I would say after the first 10 years, the second 10 years was pretty much most of the same stuff coming up. So it really gave me a good idea of what was going on there. But one of the things about my personality is that I was kind of ignoring a lot of the little red flags that were coming up in regards to my health. And I just thought I could push on through, push on through. And then when they got so bad that I couldn't walk, and the level of pain that I was enduring was like a level 9 or 10, it was extremely painful, and even pain medicine couldn't help me. And that's where things got pretty bad for me. And then probably my when I really broke down was, I remember one time I couldn't walk. I'm laying on the couch and I went to go try to turn on the television, because it's all I could do is watch something like TV. And my joints hurt so bad, I couldn't even work the remote. I had to like prop it up and try to use weight from my hand to try to change the channel. And I mean, I had even more conditions. I mean, yes, I had the heart condition. Yes, I had the tumors, but I also had like an autoimmune issue. And issue that my liver really wasn't doing that great either. Neither were my kidneys. Like my body just wasn't at its best, if we were to put it that way. And the heart condition, I knew that I had a bad heart, and I was told by a cardiologist that I would probably be gone in less than 10 years. I'd be lucky if I had 10 more years. And that was about a decade ago, roughly. So yeah, there was just a lot of issues. I think the biggest thing is that it just ruined my life. You know, when you can't walk, you know,
that's not living. That's not quality of life, right? You can't do anything, can't even use your fingers to change the channel on the TV, which has been made so easy with a remote, and that isn't even functioning for you. And the fact that you were ignoring your symptoms and pushing through, that's what society teaches us to do. And I'm always talking about that with people, is that symptoms are our body's way of talking to us, and listen when it whispers so it doesn't have to yell at you. Except that when you don't know that, right? You only know what you know, you only know what you've, you know, been taught societally, and we're expected to work harder and do more. You were simply doing your best with the resources you had available to you.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't even into health. I wasn't a health guy. Think that I would ever become a health guy. I had zero interest in becoming a health guy. And I think I got backed into a corner. Plus, I did make a prayer. You know, I made a prayer when I was at my lowest point. I was totally crying. I used to be quite athletic, and this was really affecting me. And then I just prayed that, if, you know, a greater power, God, whatever you want to call it, for guidance to help me figure out how to help my body. And I don't know what came over me. I literally thought to myself, if I find what helps me, I would only assume that the same thing must be able to help others, is what I thought. And I said, I promise that if I find my way, that I will share this information with others. Hence the reason I created my YouTube channel for free. Everything's free. I don't charge for anything. And hence the reason I do shows like this, because I know that there's people out there suffering and I don't need help. And I have found some very basic things that help with health. And then I also have more advanced things that, in my opinion, will help with health. And I will say, I don't give any medical advice. I don't make any medical advice. So anybody, please consult your physicians. But so that's why we're here. And that's why
I absolutely love that. And thank you for reaching out to me to come on the show, because you're the exact person I want on the show. Is I love to educate my audience with tools for healing and people who have their own healing story, because that gives them hope. And when you're in the depths of that darkness, it's a lonely, hard place to be. And especially when you have cardiologists telling you you've only got so much time to live, etc., you get into the fear state, and the body can't heal in that fear state. However, when you learn about other people who have healed, who have come from the depths of that darkness and risen above, that gives you hope. And when you have hope, you just need to know one person's done it. And then you can do it too. So thank you for giving your time so freely, not only with your YouTube channel, but to come on my show and other shows to give other people hope.
I encourage people, hopefully, you know, as they watch the show and learn about some of the techniques that I've created, I just hope that they'll share them with others. Because I think that a lot of people can benefit from really basic things. And I have a lot of science, like, for example, I have some lab reports and things basically that's what I ended up following in order to create my protocols, because everybody seems to disagree. I've noticed, like, you'll watch one channel and they say you should eat nothing but meat or something, and then you watch another channel and they say nothing but vegetables, or same thing with water, and nobody agrees, it seems. And so I wanted to create something that I knew was the right way to go about things, and looking at a lot of the scientific evidence and just thinking, doing some critical thinking, I figured out some things that I think are important for anybody and everybody. So,
and I trust that you found that balance, right? Because you well understand that the body needs balance. We just can't cut out an entire food group and expect the body to be able to thrive. We need that. And if we're cutting out an entire food group and feel better as a result, that's an opportunity to ask the question, what is going on in my gut that it can't break down the food group that I've just cut out? And then get to the root cause of that so that you can get back to eating all of the food groups.
Yeah. And in the end, for me, a lot of it just had to do with water.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need water.
Yes.
And molecular hydrogen, which is just unbelievable. And something that I believe literally will help just basically anybody, because the same as oxygen is a gas, hydrogen is a gas. And hydrogen seems to have a different type of effect on us as compared to oxygen. We all clearly need oxygen. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, we all need molecular hydrogen. Our bodies actually produce it also. So it's something that's very important for everybody. And the healing properties of it not just come from nature, because nature does it on its own, and we can go into that. But now it's been not only scientifically shown, not with 10 studies or 20 or 100, over 2,000 studies to date. And the Japanese, which is where all this came from, they actually already medically approved it. So it's medically approved, you know, being used in Japan, and literally almost no doctor in America or many other countries even know about it. So it's good. They're a little bit behind, but they will be catching up. But the good news is we can actually, thank goodness for, there's actually a Japanese company that allows us to have access to this awesome gas and made in a very therapeutic way, which is basically what I do. I use their equipment, and thank goodness it's affordable, because making molecular hydrogen that pure back in the day was not cheap and it wasn't easy. So now they've made it easy. So that's really been a blessing.
That's wonderful. I was actually raised in Japan, so I have a great understanding of the Japanese approach to healing and their broader vision around the different types of healing that they will bring into their therapeutic programs versus just the mainstream medical model. So that doesn't surprise me that they're ahead of the game in that regard. So let's talk about molecular hydrogen in layman's terms. What is it? How do you use it, access it? And then you also mentioned the natural healing benefits, if you can dive into that as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty wild. First, it's just a gas. So I think that's the easiest way for people to understand. And the way that usually you'd want to implement it, well, I will say that in nature, so there's a place, have you heard of a place called Lourdes or Lourdes, France?
I've heard of it, never been there.
So basically they call it the healing waters of Lourdes. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it goes down this whole very like spiritual or even quote unquote a little bit of religious path. But this spring of water that, you know, was discovered a long time ago, people would drink from it. And apparently people would have these pretty crazy medical benefits from it. But everybody thought it was just kind of like, it's a religious thing. It's all in their head. There were so many documented cases that eventually they did send scientists to study the water. Now, of course, all the scientists came back saying there's nothing special about it. It's just H2O, nothing special. And it wasn't until the Japanese, because the Japanese are so detail-oriented. And I guess, I mean, of course, I love the Japanese because of the way they do things. And they're just such a unique people. And they discovered that it had high levels of molecular hydrogen. So then it's like, okay, what do we do with this? And then they start doing the research. And first they start on animals. And I wish I could show you some of the video footage, because they would have boxes with mice on one side, mice on the other side. They would do the same things to both, like literally expose them to like radiation or chemotherapy. And they would give one group the hydrogen and the other group they wouldn't. And you could see the difference clear as day. That's why I wish I had the footage for you. And there are so many studies like that. On my videos, I have them numbered. I would highly recommend to watch video like number 8. You see how cells are affected by with or without hydrogen. Video 68 is a live blood analysis where I literally have had doctors, one specifically that comes to mind, that literally looks at it and they contacted me and said, you know what you're showing there is impossible. Like, that's just not possible. They thought it was a scam. I had to go as far as finding out exactly how they did this study in Japan, because this person bought the same equipment they used in the study, which is, if people want to look at that equipment, it's from a website called holyhydrogen.com. It's the same equipment that I use. It is Japanese engineered, Japanese built, Japanese lab tested, everything in Japan, because most hydrogen stuff is made in China. And I'm not a fan of their equipment for many reasons that I won't go into right now. And so everything was this equipment, and this person replicated the test in Canada. Actually, this doctor was from Canada. And when she replicated it, the results came back exactly the same. And she couldn't believe it. She just said, this is unbelievable. Of course, she started giving it to her family immediately after and became a huge proponent of hydrogen. And so the positive effects that I've seen, and there's numerous, there's well over 100 different types of medical conditions that it has been shown in studies to be have a positive effect. But I've seen people with like arthritis. I've seen people with a lot of gut issues, IBS, Crohn's disease, celiac disease. I've seen people with glaucoma, which is pretty crazy. Glaucoma, my father was actually the very first person, I think, in the world, because the Japanese didn't even have studies on it. And his glaucoma literally went away. And that was unbelievable. His doctors of over 30 years couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it so much that they tested him 4 times. They had him coming back every 3 months. Because they're like, this can't be real. Like, you have glaucoma. People with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, a lot of issues in regards to inflammation, heart conditions, which is something that I didn't expect for it to take care of. I've seen people with actually dementia and Alzheimer's and even Parkinson's. One of the most recent videos was somebody who wasn't walking and they're walking. I'm going to be releasing this video footage, because we're talking about stuff that shouldn't be possible. So that was pretty amazing.
I want to put a caveat in there that when we create the environment for the body to heal, it's incredible how the body can start healing. So the shouldn't be possible is really, again, a societal teaching.
You're probably
based
right.
Based on past experience versus when we create that environment for the body to heal.
And this might simplify it too. I remember, and again, I wish I could show you, there was a list of medical conditions where that they had shown that hydrogen had positive effects. Next to each medical condition, they had the pharmaceutical drug that would ordinarily be used for such a condition. And it was either one medicine or a couple of medicines. And then next to those medicines, they had other medicines that are used due to the side effects of the original medicine. And so basically the list of medical conditions this and the list of medicines was like off. I mean, it was literally off the charts.
It is.
Now, the reason they did this was because then they put one little dot and they said, this is what hydrogen is. And yet it has a positive effect on all these medical conditions, including a lot of times working better than the pharmaceuticals themselves with not only zero side effects. It does have some side effects, but they're usually things like, for example, it has its anti-aging effect. So, I mean, I guess
that's a positive side effect. Yeah.
and have these positive side effects. And so the question to the Japanese began to be, how is it possible for one thing to do all these things? They said, it technically shouldn't be possible. What exactly is it doing? And so they spent, I mean, we're talking millions of dollars and years of research. And this is what they found out. They found out that almost every single disease, they said 97 to 98% of all disease, which literally comes down to one thing, and that's free radical damage. So if you have reactive oxygen species, you know, based oxidative stress, which by the way is like a form of oxygen, I guess, in some ways, hence the name. But if you have oxidative stress in the liver, if you have oxidative stress in the kidneys, if you have it in your brain, whatever it is that you have, it will most likely turn into some type of medical condition or medical problem, obviously. And what hydrogen appears to do, hydrogen goes into the body and it has an affinity, because what they've discovered about hydrogen is that it functions as an anti-inflammatory. It functions as a selective antioxidant. It's not a normal antioxidant. And I can explain that more in a second. So it seems to have this affinity to oxygen, to these free radicals. And when it combines with them, it seems to neutralize, turn to water, out of your body. And this seems to be a huge part of how it functions, though it does so much more than that too. And they still don't even know the full mechanism of actually how it works, but they can see that it works clearly because they can see certain markers and they can see it's working. They're just trying to understand, because I've even seen it do one thing for one person and one thing for a different person when their conditions are very like different, but yet similar. So it's very nature. And then what blew my mind was how protective it is. When I say protective, I mean, when we're exposed to, like, for example, chemotherapy, you know, if we're exposed to chemotherapy, it's so damaging on our body.
Yes.
And I have footage on my video number 8 of cells being exposed to such things. But the reason that it's so remarkable is because when it's used with chemo, and this is what they've been doing in Japan, I actually know of a very interesting story of a woman who was deemed terminal. She had months to live. She had breast cancer that had spread all over the place. And it was really, really bad. When you use hydrogen, I even had an oncologist from a very popular university contact me because he wanted me to teach him. I've actually had to teach doctors about hydrogen because they don't really, they never taught this stuff in medical school.
Right.
Wanted to implement it in his practice. Because what they showed is that you can use way less of the drug, mm-hmm. like, for example, case chemotherapy or something, and it ends up being more effective, way more effective. So if you need 10 rounds of chemo, all of a sudden, within 5 rounds, the cancer's gone, you know, potentially, right? Mm-hmm. And not only is it working better and it minimizes the amount of medicine you're taking, but it also minimizes the damage that it does to your body. In this particular case, the oncologist was really curious about T cells because it appears that chemotherapy damages T cells, mm-hmm. which is part of the immune system, which you need to fight the cancer in the first place.
Exactly.
So the whole process, the whole thing is just absolutely bonkers. There is one of the top doctors in Japan. He's a neurosurgeon, I believe, who's also happens to be a hydrogen specialist. And he only uses the equipment that I use, actually. He says it's the only equipment he'll use because it's the best. Again, the Japanese equipment. And he said it's the only device he recommends to his patients, and they've been using it now on cancer patients, and they've been seeing a lot of benefits in regards to their markers. And so, you know, they're using it in so many ways, and it's truly, truly unbelievable. And I can't believe that the world doesn't know much about it. And I should caution people, just, you know, giving you my opinion, be very cautious on how to use hydrogen, because there are a lot of products out there that I feel are just gimmicky. Like, for example, they have these little hydrogen bottles. If you've ever seen these, I do not recommend these for many reasons, from the type of metals they use, the plated metals they use. They're made in China. And I don't like the membranes they use because I've seen the lab reports on what's in them. And so hydrogen is not something to take like really lightly. It's kind of like a pharmaceutical drug. You want to make sure that it's made properly in the lab, not something you just, you know, some cheap stuff that you might buy. You want to make sure to get really high quality hydrogen. So I just got to put that out there, because some people always look for the cheap stuff and they'll find like hydrogen pills, which, by the way, they sell. And I can't, to date, I can't believe they actually sell them in America, because no medical professional in Japan recommends those. And I won't say what I've seen, but I mean, all I'll say is that I have seen the lab reports of what's in them. And after seeing what's in them, I would never take them. So anyway, I want to caution people out there.
Yeah. That buyer beware is important, and you get what you pay for. Right. And so saving money in times of economic difficulty is something people obviously do. However, when it comes to your health, this isn't where you want to do it.
Yeah, and it's the same
money by staying home and eating meals cooked at home versus dining out, and invest in the proper equipment in order to give your body the best chance of optimal health.
I completely agree. And the same thing goes for water, because we use the way that we do hydrogen. You were asking about how to implement it. Again, the device that I use does both the water, meaning that you're actually dissolving the gas into water and using water as a barrier.
Right.
And just think about like soda pop has CO2 in it, that type of gas. Mm-hmm. You're dissolving molecular hydrogen into the water. So I'm really big on the cleanest water. And I've actually learned every water filtration modality in existence. And most people will be surprised to find out that I would say the most water filters you're using are probably not very good, and they're definitely not the best. But I have a third-party lab tested, you know, pamphlet here, and if you were to see all the lists of chemicals and pages of these chemicals that are found in our water, it is shocking. And the more I researched it, I was shocked to find out, this is actually really sad, I did not know even myself, and I'm like literally a water expert too, I didn't know we had radioactive waste in our water. I mean, that is a pretty big deal. And we need to figure out how to filter this stuff out of our water, because in my opinion, this is causing potentially a lot of havoc and medical issues.
Absolutely.
And nobody ever thinks about viruses, bacteria, and parasites in our water. Mm-hmm. And no water filter can eliminate all that, except basically the method I used, which is called carbon distillation. And if they want to look at those, it's actually really cheap. There's a website called mypurewater.com, and that's what I use. And if you want a discount, there is a code Uprising144K, which is the name of my channel. But that's what I actually use to clean the water because the lab report shows before and after the purification process. And this eliminates everything, including like the fluoride and pharmaceuticals. You'd be surprised which pharmaceuticals we found in the water at very high levels, by the way. The three main ones, I don't know if you want to know, but the three main ones are one, women's contraception. So that's going to affect you hormonally. So that's a really big problem to have in your water. The second one is antibiotics and then antidepressants. So these are like, seem to be like the big ones that are found in the water. And all those are not a good thing to be consuming on a regular basis from your water. So
And
I was told, clean your
I'm
water, use
I love that
hydrogen.
you're sharing all of this because I see this, the results of this in the lab testing that I offer with my clients. And I'm always talking about our need to detox, right? Because the toxins are getting into our body through our airways, through our waterways, as you're saying. And those antibiotics that are in the water are negatively impacting the health of our gut, which, as you mentioned earlier, 70% of our immune system is housed in our gut. We need our immune system strong, especially when we're fighting some kind of diagnosis. So, yeah, very important point. So, I just want to reiterate that. That was mypurewater.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And the
And
code is Uprising144K.
yes. And I just, and all their different machines, they all make the same quality of water. If people are always like, which one do I get? It just comes down to options. Some of them are bigger, some are smaller. I got one of the cheaper ones. It works fine. It's just that it's small and you got to put stuff in it, the water in it manually. And I forgot to mention microplastics. I'm sure you're aware of this one too. And this will eliminate all the microplastics. And water appears to be the number one source of our microplastics coming into our body. So I cannot never emphasize enough how important clean water is. And I don't think that clean water is healing. I think it's more preventing the things coming in. And hydrogen is the part that, in my opinion, is the healing aspect of the water. It's literally the life in the water. It becomes actually quite spiritual what hydrogen actually is. And I mean, it's literally the light of our world. Our sun, the star, is made of almost entirely hydrogen. Our water is made up of mostly hydrogen. And the things that it does, I call it the ascension molecule because it literally ascends. And it's the life molecule because I'll tell you that you're going to love this. So hydrogen is medically approved for strokes, for example, in Japan. Now, for, and this is explaining why it's truly the life molecule. If you have a stroke, and if you don't get to the hospital in time, you're going to have problems. Part of the brain can literally die. Like, let's say you're not getting proper blood supply to a part of the brain, okay? Now, you only have roughly 5 minutes or more before things start dying. And for people who don't understand, life is in the blood, as ancient scripture says. So if I were to cut blood supply off to my arm, clearly my arm's going to begin to turn purple and it's going to die, right? We need blood. And so what happens when you have a stroke, for example, and you're not getting proper blood supply? In Japan, ambulance comes out and they'll put you on hydrogen, the gas, to start inhaling to the brain. Why do they do that? Because apparently, even though you're not getting blood supply to a part of the brain that should ordinarily start to die, that part of the brain will stay alive. The hydrogen goes to that part of the brain and brings life and keeps it alive, which is completely nuts. And then by the time you get to the hospital, by the time you restore, blood supply back to the area of the brain where it should be, basically, almost everybody makes a full recovery, like over 99% of people. So that right there is unbelievable because I've never seen anything where if you don't have blood supply, that it can keep it alive. And this is the first time I've ever seen anything like that. So it's really unbelievable.
That is amazing, and I love everything that you're sharing. So, how frequently should people be using hydrogen water? And you mentioned earlier, like different types of hydrogen, et cetera. If you can share with people what they should be looking for, if people are listening to this going, I want some.
Well, the first thing is, I mean, using hydrogen to me is a lot like drinking nice clean water. How often do you drink nice clean water? Well, I drink it every day, right? How often should I use nice clean water? I would say every day. And the same thing goes for like your diet. How often should I eat healthy? Well, I would say pretty much every day. Maybe you have a few cheat days here and there. So with hydrogen, having the equipment, I think I mentioned it before from holyhydrogen.com, the equipment I'm using. That equipment, the beautiful thing about it, the way that the Japanese gentleman who developed this, which by the way, he did it for his daughter, It's such a beautiful story. Well, it's a sad story too, though. His daughter was born with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. They told him she'd be lucky to make it to the age of 5. He knew about the science of hydrogen. He wanted to develop the best machine in the world, something that would make medical grade. So for people who don't understand medical grade gases versus non-medical grade, we can use oxygen as an example. You go to a hospital, there's oxygen tanks. And do you think that the oxygen in a hospital is different than if you go to some welding center and they have welding oxygen? It is different. There's such thing as called medical grade. And for people who don't know the difference, medical grade has to do with purity, extreme high purity. You don't want to be inhaling gases that aren't pure, okay? And so this guy wanted to develop a machine that would have the highest purity, making medical grade hydrogen gas, which other devices, in my opinion, just don't do. So you can find the devices that make it, but they never talk about medical grade, right? So this guy got a lot of help from different industries in Japan to help him, which was really nice. And he wanted this for his daughter. Well, anyway, he wanted to make the device do two things at a very high level. One, make hydrogen water. So dissolving the gas specifically into the water. So all we do is drink it. And second, to make hydrogen gas. So you can inhale the gas too. And to me, those are the two probably best ways that we really truly know of at this time that are realistic also, because they do IVs with hydrogen infused IV fluid, but that's not really realistic for any of us to do on a daily basis at home.
Right.
And not that it really works any better, to be quite honest with you. And then, of course, if you wanted to make like maybe giant hydrogen baths, which is not realistic, by the way, the level of equipment that you would need for something like that would be so astronomically expensive because the way the hydrogen works is based on the volume of water. So the machine makes 1.5 liters of water, which is you can drink it, you can inhale the gas. You make a giant tub. We're talking equipment that really would be over $100,000.
Right.
To do such a thing. So it's not really realistic. So he developed this piece of equipment. And what I would say is, you drink the water, a lot like you would drink normal water. You obviously want to consume a pretty decent amount. My video 337 talks a little bit about different protocols. I won't go into the details of that because I have different protocols depending on what you're going through and how serious things are. And then that gas inhalation is extremely helpful for whether it be the eyes. I'm a little surprised the testimonials I've gotten about eyes, and now the science has finally caught up. Because my dad was literally the very first person with his glaucoma, though we started noticing that not only his vision, but my vision was getting better too with time. And, when you reach a certain age, I just went to the eye doctor like a month ago. And when they were looking at my eyes, I mean, I'm supposed to have certain signs that are normal as you age. And I remember I've gone to the doctor before, so technically my eyes should be getting, aging. They look eyes. And I remember he acted very surprised, and I became curious. I'm like, why are you acting so surprised? He said, I just can't believe your eyes. Because if I didn't know your real age, he said, I would have never, just looking at your eyes, I would have guessed you're 20. And he said, and that's just, it's unbelievable. He goes, you don't have development of any type of cataract. You don't have, things that I normally see with just about anybody. So it's been really amazing. And the inhalation seems to be better for the brain, the lungs, the sinuses, so it has those effects where the water seems to affect the body a little differently. And I developed a protocol where you actually use both, which I go to in video 337. So yeah, that's, I guess, the gist of how somebody may want to implement this technology into their lifestyle, whether they're sick or not. I think it's kind of like vitamins or nutrients, whether you're sick or not, it's just good for everybody. And we do make less and less hydrogen as we age. So we're basically supplementing something that I think our bodies really, really need, according to science and what we're learning.
And hence why it has powerful anti-aging benefits.
I
Side
think so.
effect.
And the free damage, you just see what it does for the skin. They use it in Japan in so many ways, but they use it for very much for beauty and skin issues, like people with eczema, people with all sorts of different types of skin conditions. They're even using it in fertility clinics. So for both men and women, it appears to make you more fertile. So it appears to be doing not only the anti-aging aspect of it, but also I think the free radicals that are potentially wreaking havoc on our body. I've even seen improvement with like hormones. So an imbalance of people's hormones, that's been really pretty amazing. So just it's unbelievable. Almost everything out there that as far as medical conditions that you would see, there seems to be improvement. It's pretty wild.
And I love that. And as with so many holistic or natural remedies, it's literally working with where the body is at. So that's why you see different results in different people, even when their outward symptoms seem similar. It's going in and, you know, filling the gaps of what is needed in that individual person's body. So,
and that's what I like about it. It's selective in nature. So regardless of who you are, this just seems to do it all automatically, kind of like an automatic transmission and just shifting for you. It's just the way that it does it. And I forgot to mention, we were talking about antioxidants, you know, how it functions as a selective antioxidant. But what I wish I could show on a chart is, I don't know if you're aware, are you aware that antioxidants are actually come in different sizes?
No.
But people are unfamiliar with this, actually. So if you were to look at like vitamin E and vitamin C and glutathione would actually, you know, bigger, and CoQ10 is really large.
Right.
They're different sizes. And that actually causes problems because it can keep from them being as effective as you'd like them to be.
Okay.
When I saw the chart on all the different sizes, and then you put hydrogen next to them, hydrogen is like tiny. It's like a speck. It's like a grain of sand compared to a boulder. And that's part of what makes it so unique is the fact that it can get into, there is no place in the human body that it cannot, every tissue, everything. And it's so permeable. And yes, it can get into the core of the mitochondria. So for mitochondrial dysfunction, but it literally will go through anything. It'll go right through a wall. It'll go right through glass. It'll go right through metal. I mean, it goes right through anything. It's literally like a ghost. So it's truly unbelievable. And that's part of what makes it so unique.
I love that. So how do people access hydrogen? If I wanted to be able to drink hydrogen water each day, and you said it makes 1.5 liters. So is that how much you drink each day? You know, I always teach people to drink half their body weight in good, clean water. I'm assuming not all of that is hydrogen water. However, some of it is. And then how do you access it?
I actually make it all hydrogen water, pretty much.
Okay, or well over, okay.
Or well over 90% of the water I consume is hydrogen water. I consume my personal protocol, like empty stomach, 20 to 30 before meals. I'll put from half a liter and ideally 1 liter water, empty stomach before each meal. So I usually end up anywhere between 2 to 3 liters a day, you know, quote unquote, give or take. And of course, the equipment's important. I know I talked about that because unfortunately, I've noticed, because I've tried a lot of equipment throughout the years. I've been doing this for over a decade. And so I tried a lot of machines, and what I discovered is that most of them are actually unreliable. They're just inherently problematic, kind of like cars. I mean, no matter how good of a car you have, there's always going to be some issue. And so the beautiful thing that they did with this device is they literally, it was like, they even had Toyota actually help them, which is kind of crazy, but they made it extremely reliable. So the machine actually appears to last so long that the good news is it ends up being the cheapest way of doing hydrogen in the long term. But of course, the initial cost is a little bit more, but ends up being cheaper in the long term. But it makes it easy, you know, because it's for home use. It's pretty small. And you just pour the water and drink the water. The only advice I will give is when you pour the glass of water, don't sit around or stand around and sip on it for very long periods of time. I see a lot of people, including my own mom, where she'll have some sips, and she'll set it down, do something, come back, because the hydrogen gas escapes very rapidly.
Right.
So I pour a glass and I pretty much finish it within just like a minute.
Right.
And then, or because every time you put the pitcher back on the machine is designed to keep that water full of hydrogen.
Right.
So that way, take it off, it's full of hydrogen, you know, so it makes it easy. And they made it so easy to use. Hydrogen's complicated, and they literally made a one button system, and they made it easy where you can maintain it yourself. It's super cheap to maintain, super easy to maintain. I got numerous videos on how to do it, how I personally do it. And so I don't think it could be any easier. They literally made it as easy as possible.
And from what you're saying, you're better off having, you know, a small cup and drinking the whole thing and refilling it versus having, you know, my big 20 liter here. Even with
correct.
The lid on it, because you've said that hydrogen molecule is so small, it's not going to stay in there. It's still going to be able to escape. So that's really
that's great. And what a lot of people ask me too is like, so how long does it take for the hydrogen to escape? Now, it depends on the movement of the water. Think about when you shake a can with gas in it, the gas release. So it's movement and temperature. But if I were to give you a rough number, say, okay, and this depends on how it's made, but the way that I make it, which is the most stable way that there is, that only lasts 1 hour. So people are like, oh, okay, so I could drink it in 40 minutes. Well, no, in 30 minutes, half the hydrogen's already gone. In 15 minutes, fourth of the hydrogen's gone. And you need certain levels of hydrogen in order for it to be what I would call therapeutic grade or medical, like really great hydrogen. So yeah, I just drink it And I rarely take it with me, but if I take it with me, the company, there's one company in the world, and it happens to be a Japanese company also. And they sell these special pouches that are designed to hold in the hydrogen a little longer. It won't hold it forever because no matter what, hydrogen's going to get through. But if you keep it in a cold environment, like a cooler or something, the hydrogen should last about 24 hours. And then, of course, if you put the bag on its side, for some reason, the hydrogen lasts longer. I think it has to do with water pressure. So you can take it with you, but it won't last super long. Enough for a hike.
And so to that point, it lasts longer chilled. However, you can drink it at room temperature, right? It doesn't have to be chilled when you drink it.
Absolutely doesn't have to be chilled. And also, if it's hot, if the water's hot, the hotter the water is, the faster the hydrogen leaves the water. The
Right.
colder it is, the longer it lasts in the water.
Right. Got it. Well, this is fascinating, and I definitely, for one, want to learn more for myself and to share with clients as well. So I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all of this. And I will put all of this in the show notes so people can go check out mypurewater.com, holyhydrogen.com, your video number 337 with the protocols, etc. And I always love to ask my guests on the show, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Wow, well, that really changed recently. Well, for me, I guess, first, I was sick and I literally waited until things were just so bad. And I don't want to say too late, but it was pretty bad. And then as of more recently, I had somebody very close to me who unfortunately they literally just passed less than a week ago.
Right.
That was really painful. And it's not the only person who's passed in just very short amount of time. And he didn't want to change. He didn't want to drink the water that I recommended. And he knew me and he knew what I did. And I didn't want to be, I don't really tell people unless they ask.
Right.
And so unfortunately, he went on nothing but a carnivore diet to lose weight and to try to become healthier in his mind. And he did lose weight, but he ended up staying on that diet for a very long time because he wanted to keep the weight off. And it ended up causing him to have a heart attack. And so he passed from that heart attack, and that was very sad. And I think that
Yes.
you wait too long. This is what I feel like I've learned about life. Life is clearly very short, and I don't think any of us are going to live forever, right? However, while we are alive, I think we want the highest quality of life.
Yes.
And of course, I think that we want to have, a relatively long life, not just long, but long and healthy.
Yes.
And I don't think that waiting. Is what I learned is I used to try to put, shove things under the rug. And now it's like, you know what? I invest in my health and I spend money that I used to not spend because I want to, I was tired of being in pain and having issues. And so, yeah, I spent the money on the carbon distiller, the hydrogen machine, nutrients I get from, I don't know if you've ever heard of a place called ishoppurium.com. That's what I use just because what's interesting about this is that it's just food. So it's food. So I get my vitamins from food because everything's about following the science. And of course, discount codes are always uprising 144K. But the food just seems to, the body processes food better than some pill. And that's because our ancestors basically, that's how they would get their nutrients too. So I just really started investing a lot in my health. And I actually couldn't be happier from doing that. And I just realized it's silly not to, actually, in my opinion, right? It's just silly not to put your health first, and also because the way it affects other people, like that gentleman who passed, it's very sad because people who have kids or people who have people who rely on them, and just in general, death is very sad. And so, the only thing that makes me feel a little bit happier, not happy really about death, but that can get me through it is when somebody has lived a long and healthy
Yes.
life. And if we pass when we're older, okay, we know that it's time. But when you pass before your time, I always feel that that's very sad. So I would just tell people, don't even wait till you get sick. If you are sick, make some changes. But if you're not sick, preventative care, and the Japanese understand this extremely well, preventative care is really where it's at. And obviously, they live longer than anybody of any industrialized nation in the world. They have the longest life expectancy. And it's for a reason. I mean, if you've lived there, you know how they tend to treat their bodies and how strict they are with certain things. So.
I love that, and I couldn't agree more. And behind me it says health is your true wealth on my banner, and it really is our greatest asset. We can't build our business, build our career, raise our family, be a parent to our children, be the spouse that we want to be from our sick bed. And you, unfortunately, learned that firsthand. However, you also learned how to overcome that, and here you are helping others today. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Is there any last piece of wisdom you would like to leave with the audience?
You know, I think that's mostly it. I think, you know, get really clean water. I mean, really, that's probably one of the most important things. And then, of course, hydrogen, if you want the anti-aging and anti-inflammatory and all the good stuff. And I think just if you share that with even your family, you know, I saw that impact a lot of people, even people who didn't actually want to change their lifestyle. And I was surprised how good the hydrogen worked, even when people were living pretty unhealthy lifestyles. And I still saw a lot of these medical conditions disappearing. So I realized the power of water. So don't forget, water is, I still can't emphasize how important it is. And I'm not talking bottled water, look at the lab tests. It really isn't that great. And I say, clean your own water. That's why, you know, you have your own carbon distiller, clean your own water. It's not expensive. Actually, I've noticed that after 6 months of buying bottled water, it would pay off one of those machines. So in a lot of ways, your health, this is interesting, taking care of your health will actually save you money, in my opinion, in the long term, in more than one way, and suffering. So I really want to invest in their health, take care of themselves, not just for yourself, but actually for your loved ones too. I don't think we think about that very much. And I believe that you can be happier when you're healthy. So you spread more love into the world and more happiness rather than being in a bad mood because you're in pain and don't feel good, which I totally understand also. So
I love that. Truer words have never been said. So thank you again, Greg, for coming on the show and sharing this wisdom. I will put all of that information in the show notes so listeners can check it all out, find it. And is there anywhere where they can contact you if they would like to reach out?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of consults, but some people still try to reach out to me. They're desperate times. So if people really want something like a consult, or if they just want to reach out, my email is uprising144k@gmail.com. Clearly, you can see my videos for free on YouTube. So that's the same name of the channel as the Uprising144K. You can see some of those on Rumble. You can find me on Twitter, or X as they call it now. And you can find me on Instagram. So you can find me in all these different places. Though the bulk of everything is in YouTube. YouTube is where I put everything out there. And like I said, and people can email me if they really feel like they need my help or something with something. And I always say, include your name and include a phone number, because I do my best to literally call people if they really need my assistance.
Beautiful. However, start with YouTube first, because there is a ton of information there for you. So thanks again to you, Greg. Thank you to my audience for tuning in and listening to the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call show each and every week. And please share this with somebody that you know that may be suffering that can benefit from this information. Until next time, stay healthy and invest in your health. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.